that it is what it isn't. And when the barricades against fear are broken, fear rushes in and hatred triumphs. Now, the two facts in that paragraph is to get that love never changes. Love never ends. And when it says that about if you select somebody out and you want to use them for a purpose that you wouldn't share with others, let's face it, that can be a pretty frightening sentence. Because the reason why we even form relationships is so we can't use people for purposes we don't share with others. That's our whole point. You're mine. You are mine. You see what I'm saying? I'm not, you know, I'm going to use you for a lot of purposes I don't want to share with others. So the core, now what the ego would do would think of specific physical things like, you know, are you saying that I, you know, somebody else can just have sex with my partner and I'm just supposed to be okay about it? Or, you know, somebody can go out with my friend 100 times a week and I don't want my friend to go out with her. You know, in other words, the ego part of the mind always comes down to physical human behavior. But do you know that is not the level? That's not what the Course is talking about. When it says that you don't want to single someone out for a purpose that you wouldn't share with somebody else, it's talking about love or fear. Look, I want to use you for peace, and I would love you to share the purpose of peace with others. I want to use you for love, and I would love if you still loved others. We're talking about peace or conflict, love or fear. When it talks about, one, you know, in other words, I wouldn't just want you to bring peace in my life and not also be the means for peace in the lives of others. That's what it's talking about. I'm not going to use you for any purpose that I wouldn't share with others. It's not talking about physical levels of behavior. I'm going to say that again. It's not talking about physical body stuff. It's not talking about physical body stuff. Now, how do you handle the physical body stuff? It's really simple. You want to hear?
Sure.
Me too. If you're going to have an intimate relationship with someone, simply enter the intimate relationship with someone who's willing to keep the same agreements with you that you need in the relationship in order for you all to have peace.
Yes.
The end of problem. Yes. If you're a monogamous person, would you please have a relationship with a monogamous person? If you're a polyamorous person, would you please have a relationship with a polyamorous person? If you need to have someone that stays at home all the time and is not that big of a party, why don't you choose to be in a relationship with someone who likes to stay at home all the time and doesn't like to be a big partier? Why don't you join with somebody who's naturally like you? But see, the ego doesn't work that way. The ego unconscious mind doesn't work that way. Its rule is a person is unhappy, a person that doesn't love themselves, a person who doesn't know that they're like the most beautiful being that's ever been created. Do you know what they do? They operate according to one rule: seek and do not find. Okay? That means they're going to always go after what they can't have or what's different from what would make them happy. It's guaranteed. Mm-hmm. So the person who wants somebody to stay at home every night is sure to fall in love with party hardy Harry, who wants to be gone 9 times a week. Mm-hmm. Because if they chose someone who was what they wanted, they'd be happy. And they don't deserve to be happy because they're not worthwhile. They have low self-esteem. They don't think they're good enough. So a person who doesn't think they're good enough certainly doesn't deserve a peaceful relationship. So when a person has a lot of guilt, anger, fear, and insecurity, and they're not willing to move toward love, you can be guaranteed that the best thing they could do in a relationship is to go in the opposite direction from whoever they're attracted to.
Yeah.
I'm attracted to you, I'm going the other way.
Yeah.
Why? All I got to do is look at the track record of my attractions.
Yeah.
All the relationships I'm trying to get over, weren't those the ones I was attracted to? You might want to bring those two facts together. So the truth is, you really want to know what love is. Because if you know what, if you begin to move in the direction of what love is, then a person that loves you is not going to abuse you, they're not going to deceive you, they're not going to attack you, they're not going to limit you, they're going to listen to you, they're going to be honest with you, they're going to be gentle with you, they're going to be supportive with you, they're going to be kind with you, and they're going to appreciate you if they love you. If you love each other, no one has to make each other treat each other right. You only have to have agreements where there isn't love. So in the beginning, you must have agreements when you're in fear. Whatever agreements you need to make in order for you to feel safe so that you can allow your love to grow to the point that you no longer need to be afraid of loss. So if you need agreements, if you need limits, if you need rules, it is the unloving thing to do would be to not make those agreements and rules, especially because you have some misguided sense of being spiritually evolved. Especially because truly as you say, I'm ready to give somebody complete freedom in a relationship, you will attract someone who will want it, and you will really see how much you really mean it. And that, just like what the Court says, just like what the Court says, you know, when the barricades against fear are broken, fear rushes in and hatred triumphs. And what's the barricade against my fear coming into the relationship? It's the idea that you're not going to hurt me and that you're not going to do something I don't like. That's the barricade against letting the fear. As long as it looks like you're doing what I think I need for me to feel secure, then I am going to be giving you the illusion of peace. But if you do the thing that makes me afraid, then you've just broken the barricade, and now my fear can rush into our relationship. And then I get disillusioned because you were supposed to help me feel less fear and help me feel better about myself. And I'm in this relationship with you and I'm staying upset most of the time and unhappy. So I'm disillusioned because you are not hiding my own fear and insecurities from me the way you're supposed to be doing. See, I'm supposed to forget my negative thoughts about myself that I felt when I was alone, because now I'm with you and you're going to make me feel so good that I'll temporarily forget how I really feel about myself. That's a special love relationship. It's a place to hide. And I'm not just talking about lovers now. So don't think this section of the book is just talking about romantic partners. It's any special relationship. It can be money. It can be like, now I'm making so much money that I feel like I'm really brave and secure, but which is covering up that sense of insecurity that I feel inside and that I haven't really dealt with. Because now I'm making lots of bucks. So evidently I must be okay. See what I'm saying? So still, the purpose of that special relationship was to do what? Hide my own feelings from me. It doesn't have to be a person. It's a special relationship can be with anything you're using to hide yourself from yourself. If you want to really get in touch with how you feel about yourself, one of the best ways to do that is the way you handle not being in a special relationship. Not the way you handle being in one, it's the way you handle not being in one. In other words, when you are alone and all you feel is depressed, that's your feelings about yourself. And you're seeking the relationship to hide your own inner depression from yourself, because you're going to temporarily get your sense of value from that person's attention. But if you're pretty much not in a special relationship, and when you're not, you feel pretty peaceful and you feel pretty okay and everything's cool and you don't mind your own company, then you can pretty much be rest assured there's a sense of completeness going on within you. There's a wholeness within you. So you have a very good chance of attracting a person to you who's just as whole.